After she'd left the salon that night, Tucker followed her home in his truck, and they'd spent the rest of the night in her bed, having sex and talking. At least, she'd talked. It seemed like every time she asked him questions about himself, he changed the subject back to her, or kissed her until she didn't feel like talking anymore. She pulled her Jeep into the garage and closed the door. She couldn't exactly be angry about his lack of personal disclosure. There were certain things in her past that she wasn't going to talk about either. The cell in her purse rang before she even got in the back door. She figured it was someone at the salon and answered without looking at the number. "This is Lily." "This is your neighbor. Come over so I can kiss you goodnight." Lily smiled. "Mom?" Tucker chuckled, and she could see his smile in her head, a smile that curved his lips and lit up his brown eyes. "Come over, or I'll come over and get you." She couldn't have that. Her mother might walk in. "Give me a few minutes." She hung up and changed out of the yoga outfit she'd worn in anticipation of working out. She had a whole different workout in mind now, and changed into a pink and blue polka dot nightie, pink thong, and pink cowboy boots. She tied her trench coat around her waist and checked her pink lipstick in the mirror. There were three boards missing at the back of the fence that separated her yard from Tucker's. The previous owner's Newfoundland, Griffin, had always preferred her yard to his. And no matter how many times she fixed the boards, Griffin knocked them down whenever he heard Pippin playing outside. Griffin had been a sweetheart of a dog, huge, but a sweetheart, who'd had a real fondness for Pip. After about the fifth time of Griffin knocking down the boards, Lily had given up and left them stacked neatly on the ground. Lily grabbed a pot of coffee on her way out the door. Tucker had said several times that he wanted her. He wanted everything about her, but he didn't know everything about her. He didn't know her past. He didn't know that people thought she was crazy. At least, she figured, if he did know, he would have mentioned it right before he took off running for the hills. She wasn't going to be the one to tell him. She moved through her yard, slipped through the fence, and knocked on his back door. "Italian roast?" she asked, and held up the pot as he answered the door. His brows pulled over his eyes, and his scar wrinkled. "How did you get back here?" He wore a beige cold-weather base layer that clung to his chest and arms like a second skin, and, of course, his work pants and boots. "A few boards are missing in the fence." He held the door open, and she stepped inside. "Convenient,"